This is Ameriprise Financial's A to Z and 123s with financial advisor Amy Leopold. Amy's training, experience, and focus on investment, retirement, and estate planning, along with insurance and family finances, gives her the opportunity to share the information you need for preparing for your future.
Hey everyone, this is Amy Leopold with Ameriprise Financial, here to cover your A to Z's and 123s. Today, our topic is understanding the basics of Medicare. Open enrollment for Medicare is coming this fall, and the time is now to start researching your options. Whether you have already enrolled in Medicare, or this enrollment period will be your first, understanding the basics of Medicare will help ensure the coverage you choose is right for your health and your wallet. Here are answers to some of the most frequently asked questions. What is Medicare and who is eligible? Medicare is a national health insurance program for those over the age of 65 or those under 65 that have certain disabilities. Medicare was designed to help support these individuals' retirement health care needs while containing some of the associated costs. How do I enroll? When a person turns 65, they can participate in what is called the initial enrollment period. The initial enrollment period begins 3 months before the month you turn 65 and ends 3 months after your 65th birthday month. If your birthday is on the first of the month, your initial enrollment period starts 4 months before your age 65 month and ends 2 months after it. The initial enrollment period is the time when you can make your first Medicare selections. Every year, there's an open enrollment period during which individuals can change their healthcare selections from the previous year. It's worth reviewing your situation annually, particularly if any of your needs have changed. For most of those eligible, open enrollment begins on October 15th of each year and ends on December 7th. Special timeframes may apply depending upon your situation. Consider consulting a financial advisor for guidance so you can avoid late penalties upon signing up. Do I sign up for Medicare if I work past age 65? If you're working still at 65 and have qualified health insurance coverage from your employer or your partner's employer, you can delay enrollment in some parts of Medicare until your special enrollment period. During your initial enrollment period, you are allowed to sign up for Part A of Medicare when you turn 65, but delay enrollment in the other parts of Medicare. This allows you to avoid Medicare late fees while remaining on your current coverage. When you or your spouse stop working and your insurance coverage from an employer ends, you are eligible to apply to the other parts of Medicare within the special enrollment period. This period begins the month your employee coverage ends and lasts for 7 months after, totaling an 8-month period. What is the difference between traditional Medicare and Medicare Advantage? Typically, the first decision you'll make during enrollment is whether you want to participate in traditional Medicare or Medicare Advantage. The main difference between the two are who provides the plan and the type of coverage. Traditional Medicare is provided by the government, whereas Medicare Advantage is provided by private health insurance companies. When seeking medical care, the doctors and hospitals that are covered by the two plans vary. With traditional Medicare, you can go to any doctor or hospital system in the U.S. that accepts Medicare coverage. In contrast, with Medicare Advantage, you can only see certain providers who are in your plan's network and area of service. Those with Medicare Advantage may experience fewer options for care when outside of the service area, or if fewer doctors are within network. Consider how traveling and where you settle in retirement may impact the care you receive under each plan. What are the main components of Medicare? Traditional Medicare and Medicare Advantage are each divided into different components of coverage, Parts A through D. Part A and B are the foundational components of Medicare. Part A is what provides an individual with inpatient hospital care and some post-hospital services. Part B provides coverage for outpatient physician consults, such as lab tests or flu shots. Part D is coverage for prescription drugs. Part A, B, and D comprise traditional Medicare. Any healthcare need not covered within these three parts can be addressed through Medigap policies, which are essentially add-ons to your government plan from a private insurance company. So what is Part C? Part C is Medicare Advantage. Medicare Advantage plans are provided by private insurance companies and offer Medicare Part A and Part B coverage, along with additional benefits such as vision and dental. A way to think about the difference between the two overarching plan structures is that the traditional Medicare you sign up for a la carte components, and Medicare Advantage is a bundled package of parts. Does my coverage carry over year to year? Once you select a traditional Medicare or Medicare Advantage plan, your plan will carry over year to year. However, it is beneficial to review your coverage and costs during each open enrollment period in case your needs or the plans have changed. Selecting healthcare and retirement can be a delicate balancing act between how much you spend on annual expenses and the coverage you receive. Whether you're enrolling in Medicare for the first time or reviewing your existing plan, a financial advisor can help ensure your plan makes the most sense for your financial goals and health needs. Join me next week for more A to Z's and 1-2-3's.
A to Z and 1-2-3's is heard each week at the same time. If you have a question you'd like Amy to address from today's program or a topic you would like her to discuss, send an email to amy.leopold@ampf.com or call 507-831-4550. Join us next week for another edition of Ameriprise Financial's A to Z and 1-2-3's.